My.
Isn't it wonderful to feel His sweet presence? Boy, that'll get you on down the road a little bit. Put a little fire in your bones. Put a little gas in your tank. Everywhere I go, I meet Christians that's discouraged. Stuff like this will help you on down the road a little ways. That's why we come to church. Some people say, well, it don't really matter if I come to church. I'll just turn on a little preaching on it. No, that ain't like being here. God wants His people together, together. God wants us to get together. He wants you in church. You've already, the people that didn't come tonight missed this. And you can't never get it back. That's why I stress to you, be in church, be in church, be in church. The day's coming when you're going to need it. Mark her down. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I've been giving out some CDs, bus ministry CDs, and to all the family. I'd like for every family in our church to listen to it by Dr. Jim Vineyard. I've got a whole bunch more, and I got a copy of it for anybody that did not get a copy. I'd like for you to get a copy of it and listen to it, every family, so you can get a burden for the bus ministry and keep one for the bus kids. Next Sunday is our biggest day of the year on buses. We set a goal, and the devil's going to try to stop it. This ain't the first time I've done this. And so be ready for him to try to stop you. Anytime you make up your mind, I'm going to do more, I'm going to live right, I'm going to pray, you watch. Son, he'll hit you like that right there. And so tonight, I want you to take your Bible, turn to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 22. Very briefly tonight, I'm not going to preach long at all. At all. Because we're going to have a meeting with everybody in it. I hear people say all the time, well, preacher, I want to find me a church where I can get involved. And what they mean is they want spotlight, 9 times out of 10. And the spotlight ain't for us all the time. If you want to be in the spotlight, it's God's will that you not be in the spotlight. That's right. That's true. He wants people that are humble and willing, and then he'll put you up. It's better that it be said unto thee, come up hither. And so let's look here in Matthew 22, and this is the parable of the king who made the marriage for his son. And you all know this scripture, but I'll look at it close tonight and bring you these things. Look at it. He prepared a dinner in verse 3, talking about the wedding. Doctrinally speaking, this is people invited to a wedding. And these people wouldn't get saved. And during the tribulation, they go out and the wedding was furnished with guests. And that's what you want to use spiritually tonight. And look at verse number 8. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. That's not talking about the bride. The bride's already there ready to get married. Go ye therefore, doctrinally speaking, into the highways, that'd be Interstate 40, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Hold it there just a second. Hold your finger. As many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Halt, maim, poor, mean, drunk, sober. He's hanging him. He's drunk. Bring on. Bring on. It won't. You say, I can't believe a man. God would strike a man dead for coming to church drunk. He didn't strike you gospers dead this morning. I believe the Lord might have mercy on a drunk. Amen. The other day, hold your finger there. I ain't through reading. I was coming down here. When was it? For wedding practice. Friday at Jordan's wedding. Yesterday I was coming down back, and I had to go over to the comma and set up my video projector, and I was rushed. Wedding practice was 5, and it was almost 4 o'clock. Then I had to go over there. Coming down through Nebo, I was thinking about the day, and my heart was burdened. There stood a young lady on the side of the road, and I saw her before I got there. I thought, Lord, that's somebody walking. And she had a pack on her back. And had her thumb out. And of course I swerved over like that. And I said, ma'am, you need to ride. She got in the car. I said, where are you going? She said, Clinchville. I said, ma'am, Clinchville's back that way. She's going the wrong way. She's hitchhiking toward Morgan, going to Marion. Honest to goodness, y'all. My heart started bawling. That woman didn't know where she was at. Her eyes were matted. Literally, man. You ever seen somebody's eyes when they first wake up? It was awful. I don't see how she could see. And she sat down, and I started witnessing to her. And I said, Where do you want to go? I'm in a hurry, but I'll take you. And I said, I'm a preacher, and I'll take you. And so I turned around, took her up to Clinchville, and dropped her off to somebody's house. And I started telling her, I said, my name's Danny Castle. She said, I know you. She said, I used to ride the bus to your church when I was a little girl, me and my two sisters. And I said, what happened? She said, my boyfriend and me got in a fight. Honest to goodness, I thought, if that would have been one of my daughters, I locked the door of the car and drove till she sobered up or whatever was wrong with her. I don't know what was wrong with her. Didn't smell liquor or anything, but it was something bad. Like she was gone. And I thought, these people are out walking around like they're zombies, y'all. They don't know where, that girl didn't even know which way she's going. As a matter of fact, I said, I'm going to Morgan. And she said, that's all right. She's willing to go wherever I take her. Now, it broke my heart. I said, how old are you? She said, 26. I said, where's your family? She said, I don't know. I said, where'd you stay last night? She said, I slept outside. And brother, that's what he was talking about here when he said the highways and the hedges, as many as you shall find. Let me tell you this evening, they're not too dirty. They're not too old. They're not too sick. They're not too drunk. They're not too spaced out. They're not too bad off for somebody to bring them to Jesus Christ and bring them in. You say, oh, smelly people like that. That's who Jesus died for and wants us to reach them for the glory of God. That could have been one of my girls. That could have been one of your kids. Jason mentioned a minute ago about thanking God his kids ain't on drugs. If your kids ain't out on drugs tonight, out hitchhiking, you ought to shout your head off tonight. Glory to God. They're not perfect. My kids ain't perfect. But thank God they're in church and they're in the right mind. Glory to God, he's taking good care of us. That's why we ought to go do something somebody else. Look at the next verse. Verse 10. So those servants went out into the highways. That's Tomdale Avenue, Bethel Road, 105, Valdez, Drexel, and gathered together. Get them together. Get all these kids and people together. All as many as they found, both bad and good. Doctrinally, that's tribulation. It said the wedding was furnished with what? Guests. Doctrinally. That's the wedding, the bride's already there. That's the guests at the wedding. People say during the tribulation. But we're not talking about that. We're talking spiritually speaking. They went out, found that he's a bad man. Bring him. He's a good man. Bring him. Well, there's a good kid. Bring him. Well, there's a bad kid. Bring them. As many as they found and gathered them together and brought them. Well, he's a drunk. Bring him. Well, he's a drug dealer. Bring him. Well, he's a self-righteous Baptist. I reckon. Let him come. That's the worst kind. He sells liquor for a living. Bring him. He's killed people. Bring him. He's a blasphemer. Bring him. He's a homosexual. Bring him. Amen? As many as they found, both bad and good. Thank God that night I come and got saved. The Lord didn't say, well, if you're this bad, if you said this many cuss words. No, brother. No limit. He didn't say if they said 1,000 cuss words, they can't come. He didn't say if they've been an adulterer or fornicator, they can't come. Let them come. Both bad and good. Hallelujah. Open the door and let them come to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to encourage you to do this week. What we're going to try to do, well, I want to encourage you, you know what? I want everybody in our church this week to get in the bus ministry. Your car is your bus. I'm telling you, listen, if you got a little car, you can get several people in there. Cousins, friends, uncles, aunts, kids that live below you. Here's what I suggest. Next Sunday morning, Both husband and wife drive separate cars. Fill them up. That's your bus ministry for next Sunday. If you're not in the regular bus ministry, fill that car up for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Let the husband bring a load. Wife bring a load. Kids bring a load. Bring somebody with you. You know what, some of you folks? You forgot the joy. You have forgot the joy of bringing others to church. There's just something about it. There's just something about it. Do you ever bring a visitor to church and when you come in, you think, boy, I hope we have a good one today. Boy, I hope we have a good one today. I hope they sing, and I hope the Spirit starts moving, and hey, Lord, please let him do good today. Please let him do good. I have brought people to church before and say, oh, God, don't let him say this. Oh, God, don't let him go. You know, you feel like that sometimes because you're trying to sort of shield your visitor. You don't want them to just come one time and get blowed out. But, boy, I tell you, I'm glad we got a church. We got a church here tonight where I believe you can bring anybody and they'll have to admit. We'll make them welcome. We'll make them know that Jesus died for them. Let them know they ain't no big eyes and little U's. Ain't no big shot. Ground is level at the foot of the cross. Ain't nobody in there no better than nobody else. We're all sinners saved by the grace of God. And I'm telling you tonight, that's the way a church ought to be. I've been to churches where if you didn't make a certain income or drive a certain or live in a certain area of the community, that you just wasn't part of the crowd or clique. That's not the way it is. A poor man, a rich man ought to be able to worship God at the same altar, and a poor man ought to go over and put his arm around the rich man and pray for him that God will bless him. Both bad and good. Both bad and good. Amen. Maybe you can bring them in a car. Maybe if you bring them in a car a few times, they'll start getting on a bus route. And a bus will start getting them. He said, go out in the highway and compel them to come in. Now, many of you, one thing about our church is unique is that we all live so spread out. We have people that live way down in, I guess, Belmont. Is it Belmont? Is that where y'all live? Dallas, where they live. Texas is a long way, bless God. I bet they have to leave Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to get here on Sunday. But, you know, and then, you know, of course, we live up in McDowell County in Nebo. Some come from down in Hickory. Some come from down in Lincoln. We got people that drive almost an hour one way every single Sunday. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And a little man drove down there the other day, and you know what he told me? He said, I'd rather drive 50 miles and get full than to drive 5 miles and get fooled. And that's what he said. And boy, he come, and I believe that. But because of that, you probably live in an area that I don't know, and I live where you don't know. And there might be a little trailer park off down here. We was visiting yesterday, and Carrie was with us, the kids. And she said, what about that trailer park, Daddy? What about that trailer park? And I said, we ain't got time today. We don't have time today. I had to be back here 1 o'clock for the wedding. And we visited, and we visited, and we visited. And brother, I got to thinking, if you live near a trailer park, you'll get you some of these and some of them little orange things that we'll have Wednesday night. And we'll have some little ones of these, by the way. And get you one of them little orange things, and you take and you go and knock on every single door in that trailer park. I challenge you. I live in Hoppy Tom Holler. When I'm around rich people, I call it Hoppitum Heights, where the rich people in Nebo live. And every once in a while, I'll get a burden and I'll knock on every door in Hoppy Tom. I think there's about 17, 18 houses up our road. I go to every one of them. I might do it this week again. It's been a while since I did it. Sometimes people move in and out and go down. Maybe you live on a road or on a street, husband and wife. One man told me, he said, well, I just don't have much time. I really just don't have much time because I think I need to spend some time with my wife. I can't think of a better way to spend time with your wife than to go out. It'll do something for you. It'll do something for you. And the man, be the man now, be the man, step up and knock on that door. If they don't come to the door, put one thing in the door. If they don't come, you know, you say, well, what good will that do? One of these days, them people are going to have trouble. One of these days, kids are going to get in trouble. One day, daughter's going to get pregnant. One day a kid's going to get arrested for drugs, and they're going to say, I remember a church that put something on my door one time. I believe I'm going to go there. I believe they care about people, or they wouldn't be out here like this. Ladies and gentlemen, you are commanded by God to go in all the world and preach that gospel. Every one of you. You're commanded to. Well, I just want to study the deeper life and be a good family person. And I know, I've talked to backsliders before. I understand that. You're disobeying the command of the Lord Jesus Christ to go in all the world. Now, if you're here tonight and you're extremely handicapped, and you can't. There are people who absolutely cannot go and knock on somebody's door. They're in a wheelchair. They're in Miss Janie over there. People like that, they're watching tonight, I'm sure. I'll tell you what you can do. You got a telephone, ain't you? Got a telephone? If you ain't, we'll get somebody to let you borrow one. And you get that phone book out and start in the A's. Hey, how you doing? This is so-and-so. Don't they call you all the time for surveys? Don't they call you all the time for political? It's a shame and a disgrace that politicians got people more dedicated to their cause than God's people are for the Lord Jesus. Ain't that right? Well, I feel a little resistance here tonight. It ain't my fault. You tell me what I'm preaching wrong, and I'll apologize to you. And if I'm preaching right, bless the Lord, then we ought to do something. Don't sit there and dry up and say, well, I know he's trying to get me. Yes, I am. And the Holy Ghost is too. Get mad at me because you're rebellion. Don't get mad at me. It's not my fault. I'm telling you, we've got an opportunity to see God do something. Amen. I love to see bus workers. We had yesterday it was raining. It reminded me of old days back years ago. Yesterday it was raining at that wedding. And we had bus workers been out on bus route all day. Come in, looked rough. I just about shouted. I love seeing them come in, their hair wet and smell of the mud on their feet and everything. Well, what time does the wedding start? Thank God! They didn't have to stay home and primp all day. Thank God! They spent a little time out doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, preacher! Amen? Well, don't do no good to have best preaching, best singing in the world if people ain't here to hear it. Tonight, we're going to have a little meeting. That's about all the preaching I'm going to do for now. I'm going to challenge everybody here. Get somebody on your heart. There is not one person here that don't need to be busy this week doing something for God. If a man plays golf, I don't know who all in plays golf. That's your business. I ain't got nothing against it. Fine. I don't think you're a hypocrite or nothing. You play golf. Praise God. Go for it. If you play golf, once in a while you might play in a tournament. And that tournament's all day on Saturday. Nobody thinks that's overboard. Nobody thinks that's asking too much. Nobody thinks Corey over there runs in them races. And Debbie Newton does. And Goldie does. And several from the churches. About every 3 or 4 months, they'll have one of them big races. And I mean, it's all day. You know, and you know me, I believe in exercise. I run every day. I like to play ball. But, man, I ain't getting up and running in them creeks and jumping over trees and falling up, digging up stumps. And that. Lord, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to get paid for it. But, you know, whatever floats your boat, they say. Yeah, I admire her, really, the way she does it. And some other, I mean, there you got to be tough to do that. But if you can do that all day long, and the Bible says bodily exercise profiteth what? Little. Just a little. Not much. Then once in a while, it ain't going to hurt us to spend all day praying and inviting and working trying to get. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody stand up and tell me where I'm wrong. If you can't be doers of the word and not just hearers only. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. If I'm not, bless God, let's get in the altar and get right with God and do it. All right? We're ready for a meeting. this meeting tonight.